guys. Welcome back to It took us a second to set this up. We had some malfunctions last time. We came in last week and couldn't find a bunch of cords, couldn't figure out how to work it. Rachel's still trying to figure
out. I'm still moving my microphone down towards my face. I'm scared it's going to fall.
She has like a brand new one. These headphones are really bothering
me. Yeah, maybe I sound... Oh, I think it's loud.
Oh, you are really loud.
Okay, I'm going to... Maybe
if I turn you down.
I think, wait, speaking to it normally.
Hello, 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 hello.
Okay, it's good now. I think that, yeah, we just kind of didn't, we're just still figuring it out. So we might have to edit this.
We might have to make it funky. Okay, let's start with just a review of the week.
Low-key, I feel like this week has been stressful, but for no reason.
Yeah. Well, not for no reason. We did have our, actually, that was last week. Our English assignment was last week.
Mm-hmm.
But we have did our law. Circles this week. Yeah, literature circles, and we had to read, well, my group had to read 100 pages in 2 days.
I only had to do 40. You guys had a big book.
We have a big book. I don't know why I chose a big book. Everybody is telling me that I'm going to regret it. My book is, like, so many freaking pages. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. You have, what, 500 something?
Yes.
I only have 200.
Oh, my God. But Indian Horse is a good book, and there's also a movie.
Yeah.
So you can watch that.
True.
You also have... law test
tomorrow. I love you just know my schedule. Yeah. I have a law test tomorrow that no one is feeling confident about.
No.
And I also have no time to study tonight as I'm going to Kingston.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah,
why are you going to Kingston?
Name dropping right now. Greg Papa is playing with the commerce team against engineering. It happens every year. It's like a charity event. And like my whole family's going. I think all of his Greek family, the big fat Greek family.
Are you going for dinner too?
We're staying the night. Mom We're going to a hotel. I think mom was leaving earlier, so that's why she now can't pick us up, so now we have to walk home.
Oh, that's okay. Are you coming to school tomorrow?
I'm coming to school tomorrow. I'm just going to probably be a little late.
Yeah.
But I'm just missing English.
So I think he actually messaged me on Instagram because I spoke an interest to Petra about wanting to go to Queen's Commerce. Uh-huh. And she was like, oh my God, my brother's going to Queen's Commerce. Like, you should totally message him and blah, 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 get some information. And he actually reached out to me and was like, I heard that you were interested in going to Queen's Commerce. If you have any questions, let me know. And I thought,
oh, that's so sweet.
And then he was like messaging me and saying, oh, do you have any other schools that you're interested in? All these different things. I was like, you are literally the sweetest soul ever. He is a very, very sweet
Very
person.
Sweet. Comes from a great family.
Yeah, 100%. Before this, Rachel and I were actually just talking about last weekend, my parents went away to New York. Well, my mom went away to New York for a girls' trip.
In New York.
We're going to edit in Concrete Jungle. We're going to edit in that song right now.
I love New York.
Dad and Fraser went to Vancouver to visit cousins and also watch a hockey game. Their plane ended up getting canceled.
Oh, my God.
They had a hockey game that night. They got booked on a flight the next day. Couldn't do that. And so they ended up getting help from really nice people, and they gave them a flight. But Dad was going to surprise Fraser with a premium upgrade.
Aww.
And so they're trying to get their money back for that, which kind of sucks, but, I mean, it is what it is. Like, you're still going to be there. They were a little bit late, but not too bad. And they ended up spending, like, 10 hours in the airport that day because they drove up early the day before because it was supposed to be an early flight, got canceled. So they were at the airport from 7 a.m. and their flight didn't leave until 4.
Airports suck at that stuff. And getting your money back, too, never happens.
So bad. And Dad also, like, it would have been perfect if he brought his laptop for work, but he left his laptop at home. I cannot speak.
You sound
like
me.
Oh, my God.
It's been a long week.
And, yeah, so I am also going to Kingston tonight. I'm going for my mom. She won an award, and we're bringing my Mexican exchange student as well as her friend and meeting up with some cousins. She's literally part of our
family.
Anna
just goes everywhere with
them. Anna is literally part of our family. Like, I swear to God, she's always at our house. Like, God love that woman, but she is part of our family now.
Yeah.
And we're picking up our cousins on the way, and my cousin Mackenzie is coming with us, which I'm super excited for. This weekend, we have plans to – I have rugby Saturday with Eastern Ontario rugby team. And then Sunday, we have a family photo shoot.
Oh,
and it is
– these are my favorite. Is this the Christmas one?
This is the Christmas
one.
Oh, my
God.
And
I live for this moment.
The theme for this year is après-ski.
Stop it.
And so I'm actually excited for this one. I think it's going to be good.
Who shoots these?
Stephanie Trattner.
Okay.
I think it's going to be good this year because there was one year we did it and – I was looking at the photo, and I was literally, I remember laying on the floor, and Mom taped my arms down, and it was Photoshopped to me and Fraser being taped on the wall, and Mom and Dad standing there, like, that, like they taped us on the wall. And Jack was on the wall, too. Jack was taped on the wall. I was like...
Christmas cards make me giggle.
Like, they're so bad. There's a few Christmas cards that, like, look really good, but that one was just in the vein of my existence. I'm excited for this one. I think it's going to look good.
I think it will look good. That's on Saturday, you said?
That's Sunday.
Or Sunday.
That's Sunday.
Sorry.
Saturday, I actually am working at the local again from 5
She's
till 8.
Back.
So really just my busy schedule couldn't... I felt too bored, and apparently I needed to get another job, so...
Grace bored? Never.
Like, what?
I didn't know that was in your schedule.
I also reached out to the Brain Injury Association last week, and I'm going to be doing social media content for them and managing some events and also attending some... manager meetings Wednesdays. She just has to email me details. But
this is super cool.
Yeah, I'm super excited for that.
That looks great on a resume too.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm hoping for. Mm-hmm. And also just kind of to set foot into the content creation industry just to see like if I like it because I want to go into business but I don't know what stream.
Yeah.
So I'm just like maybe that's what I want to do. I think I want to do something in like finance but just having that background is really good especially
exactly.
for like
yeah.
today's society. So.
Well, the first year you probably don't really know what you want to go
no,
into
you
and
don't.
You kind of figure
no
it
idea.
Out later.
Yeah, that's. I guess that's kind of it. I had wrote down starting socials again, and just I have started vlogging again.
Oh, I've noticed.
Yes, I've started vlogging again, guys.
I love the vlogs.
I'm gonna start trying to post on TikTok and Instagram. I really like it, and honestly, if I'm being honest, I would love to be a content creator. Like I've seen so many people, and just. I don't know. I feel like I have so many stories and so many life experiences that I've gone through at such a young age. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if there's one way I can help other people who are going through the same thing that I've gone through or like, you know,
yeah.
are just, I don't know.
It's the best way to reach our generation.
Right? Like, and like I was even talking to one of the guys in our class and he was saying, well, you don't have to share everything about your life online. Like you can just share the things that you want to know. Or, like, you want people to know. Mm-hmm. And I go, you're so true. He goes, yeah, you only have to share, like, 10%.
I am a victim.
Yeah, I am a victim of the ChatGPT.
I need to get away from it.
Yeah. Speaking of ChatGPT in school.
Oh.
This religion test, guys. This religion test. We did not do as well as we were hoping on this religion test.
I was pretty confident. Actually, I wasn't that confident coming out. But I was like, okay, that was hard. But I had the notes. I felt like nobody else was as prepared as we were.
Yeah. We did. It shot us in the foot. And I actually give him credit. I did go and talk to him today. And he,
nice guy.
Yeah. He did. He knows that we work hard. And he did give me some wiggle room. So I'm going to go home and do the test tonight and hopefully get a better mark. And it's not a bad mark, the marks that we got. But it's just, it's not the mark that we are looking for that course. And that was, like, one of the things that I kind of wrote down was when I was sharing my thoughts on the mark that I got with some friends, they were like, oh, well, that's such a good mark. Like, why would you be mad about that?
Yes.
And honestly, it shouldn't bother me, but it does bother me a lot when people say things like that just because you don't understand the standards that I have for myself or the standards that you have for yourself.
I think we are very similar in that
right?
way.
Right? Like, the standards that I set for myself is not a 75, not an 80, not even an 85. No. Like,
and it's the way because we apply ourselves. We do the studying. 100%. And these kids, they go home, they don't do it.
100%. And it's different if I was doing the exact same thing as them.
Yeah.
I didn't have a full-time sport. I didn't have a business. Yeah. I didn't have a job. I didn't have all these other extracurricular activities. I didn't go home and study and, like, make review notes. If I literally just sat at home and went on my phone, I'd be like, yeah, I shouldn't be complaining about that.
Yeah.
But it's the fact that I actually put in the work, I put in the effort, and I have a busy life outside of it, and I have future aspirations. I have future goals.
Yes.
I know what I want to do in the future, and it's the fact that I work my butt off to get that mark, and people just kind of demonize it
mm-hmm.
and almost make you feel bad for wanting to achieve big things.
I'm walking home with the boys yesterday, and they mention the religion test, and they're like, oh, how'd you do? And I was like, oh, I got like a 42 out of 47. Not my best. Like, obviously, still a great mark to most people. But I made, like, a 14-page document on all the study notes, and it took me, like, a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm walking home, and they're like, yeah, we didn't do good either. Like, we failed. And the one kid's like, I got a 34. And I'm like, oh, wow. And they're like, I can't believe you're complaining when I have a 34. But I'm like, what did you do like before this?
Yeah. And I asked all the people who, like the people that I was talking with who got a lower mark, I asked them, well, how long did you spend making a review sheet? And they go, oh, I didn't spend any time. I got it from somebody else.
See, like, at that point, you're expected to get a low mark.
Like, you're setting yourself up for failure. Like, you literally, like, what's, oh, there's this quote, and it's like, oh, I have to look it up.
setting Grace is now typing on her phone. Up
for failure quote. Because it was literally, it came up in my business course, and that just made me think of it.
Yeah, are you liking that business course? Oh,
frig, I love this business course.
I feel like you would love it.
I am absolutely loving it. Like, it's really making me realize how much I want to go into business. And chemistry is too, actually, because I really just don't find chemistry interesting at all.
Oh, you were scaring me for a minute there.
No, I just don't like chemistry. And it's this unit and this year is all math.
Yeah.
That's all we're doing. And I'm like, okay, wait, I'm actually liking this. And then I'm second guessing myself. I'm like, maybe I want to go into chemistry. And I'm like, no. I just like the math part of it.
Exactly. But like, okay, for me, the hard part about chemistry is where it applies in life.
Yeah.
Like, I look at these business things that we do and I'm like, oh, I can see this. I see this like when I'm walking downtown and I'm looking at a company and I'm like, there's the marketing. There's the business plan. There's the money.
Like, I just can't.
I look at chemistry and I'm like, there's a bomb that I'll never use. There's an acid that I will never have in my house. Like, what?
Like, what am I saying? Okay, here it is.
I understand its importance, though.
Failing to plan is planning to fail.
Yeah.
That was my quote. Sorry, that took a really long time. But I just really like
that. I'm glad you found that one.
And that also goes to another topic that I've personally been really struggling with. And I haven't really shared this with a lot of people. But I've been finding it really, really hard to, like, connect with a lot of my friends that I used to have.
Mm-hmm.
Because A, I'm so busy, and B, I've started really prioritizing, like, my goals and what I want to see in the future, and especially because it's, like, grade 11, grade 12, like, I'm starting to really focus on school, I'm starting to really focus on sports, I'm starting to really focus on extracurriculars and building connections with friends that I really genuinely value, and I find it's also kind of, like, I have less room for socializing, and it's, like, and my parents are really concerned about it because they're, like, you're in high school, you should just be having fun. And I'm like, but I just don't really care. Like, I don't really want to hang out with people who just want to drink and want to talk about boys. Yeah. And I feel like I'm just not losing friends because of it, but, like, distancing myself. And it's also a combination of people are building different cliques, like what we were saying earlier. And I feel like it's a combination of that, too. And, like, there's a lot of drama between, like, certain groups and then my friends and them getting brought in, and so it's a combination of that, but I don't know, I feel like my goals are sometimes get in the way of friendships, and I find it really hard to balance it.
No, but I feel like everyone goes through that, right?
Yeah.
But I think the important thing is, like, if you have a goal and people are, like, stopping that goal, they're not, like, worth it.
Yeah.
And I think most people, the problem is, and I think my problem would be during this, I'd be like, oh, I can't let go of them, like, I don't know, it'd be so scary. But if they're not helping you get towards where you need to be, what's the point of having them
in
your life?
And my dad was saying, because I was talking to my dad about this, and he goes, you are, like, a combination of your five closest friends.
Yeah.
So if your five closest friends are out all night, like, drinking, all they care about is gossip, just go on their phone, filled with all this negativity, you're going to turn into that. But if your friends are filled with, like, not even being super strict and, like, always studying, never partying, never doing anything, but just, like, balanced and
I think it's all
they
about balance.
They want to study, but they're okay to just kind of go out every once in a while, they're good to have deep conversations, they have goals, they have a future planned, like, and he goes, those are the people that you're going to turn into no matter, like, and if you have one off friend, whatever, they're not going to really have but, like,
they don't mess this
decision. there is the quote of lots of quotes today. There is a quote of,
it's a quote,
like,
kind of day.
The apple, the rotting apple is going to eventually, like, affect the rest of the apples. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, I just thought of that.
Actually, there's no quote there. That was an original quote to Grace Bond.
An original quote. I really want an apple now. Rachel comes to school every single day.
I have
day
an apple
with
every day.
A freaking Honeycrisp apple, and I have my apple with my morning oats. But every single day, Rachel comes to school with an apple, and I'm like,
it's now an orange.
So good. It's an orange.
It's an orange now, but we ran out of our oranges, so I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, the one day you came in and you did not like your apple, and then I think that may have set you up.
Oh, it was the small, little, pruny apple.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, I'm just so used to having this glorious, big Honeycrisp apple. And I was like,
No, like,
it's actually, yeah.
Yeah, your apples just, they just look so good.
Apples, people just don't realize how good they can get.
No, like, a good apple will, is just really good. Like,
we were in Waterloo, like, Kitchener, where my brother graduated, and we were up there, and we were going to, like, this fair kind of thing, and it was all on the theme of fall. This lady had two wheelbarrows full of apples. And I just remember my mom was, like, walking beside her, and she goes, "The doctor fears you." That's the worst joke ever.
That's a dad joke from
the apple a day keeps the doctor.
That was a dad joke from a mom.
So stupid.
Okay. Unrelated topic. Yeah. This has to do with last night. So last night I had a banquet.
How did that go?
With rugby. It went pretty good. We had Greek food, but they, like, okay, there was, the last time I got Greek, there was no oil on it, no nothing, and the chicken was dry, and it did not taste good. This time, it was smothered in oil, to the point where it was almost like fast food.
Oh, and it was need still, to find the balance.
No, and it was still really good, but I'm pretty sure they knew that they were feeding a bunch of rugby players and that they needed the fat. And I was like, okay, bulk like, I need this. Like, I need this in my life. But yet again, for the... like, fifth year in a row. No, it was only 2 years in a row. The U16 girls were served food last. The U18 boys and U16 boys went first and second. I was like, you're kidding me. But they had so much food left over. Like, they, like, you think that they're not going to, but they do.
But still, let's just prioritize putting women first.
Let's prioritize females. Like, come on.
Feminism.
Anyways, and I wrote this down because I was thinking about it all day. Oh, I hate makeup. Like, with a passion, because my eyes have been bothering me all day because I wore mascara yesterday, and I have to wear mascara again tonight because of the event that I'm going to, and I'm just, I hate it so much. And then you come home and you're, like, ready, you're, like, so excited to go lay in bed and take a nice sleep, and then you think to yourself, like, I have to go and I have to take off my makeup, and I have to do my skincare now. I'm not going to be in a bed for another half an hour. I'm not going to be sleeping, dreaming about life for another half an hour. I'm not going to be able to eat my muffin for another half an hour. Like, my life
Grace
just becomes...
Grace loves her muffins. Her guys, protein muffins.
They're actually, like, so good.
I still have yet to try one, and I'm kind of offended.
Okay, like, I'll bring you one tomorrow. Okay. I am actually going to, because it's an addiction. I have my Ninja Creamy, and then I have, like, four muffins every night. Like, they are so
No, but, like, the good thing is, like, they're not bad for you.
They're not bad for you.
No.
They have 10 grams of protein. They're 10 grams of carbs and, like, 5 fat. Like, they are so good for you, and they taste so freaking good. Speaking of which, I need to make more, but we don't have any bananas in our house, so I'm just, like, gonna cry. Because if somebody, Ale, in my house eats those muffins before I get home tonight,
she loves hands the muffins
will be thrown.
Too.
Hands will be thrown.
I was going to say, speaking on the health benefits, my gut health, not good. I don't know what's happening.
Oh,
I know exactly what's happening. Mom the other night made some bruschetta, which is like
there
tomatoes and bread and ricotta. Yeah, ricotta, gut killer.
Yeah. Rachel and lactose don't get along.
I was on the toilet for like a straight hour.
TMI.
I posted on my TikTok private story and I was like, I don't know what's happening. I can't stop pooping.
Oh my goodness. No, I feel like lactose and females just don't get along.
Yeah.
Like, and guys, it's either like you're diagnosed or you're fine. But I feel like all females just don't get along with lactose.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah. Like, it just... Yeah, it's just like, it's like cheese, ice cream, and milk.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the thick ones.
But it's even things I can't live without.
Even talking about it, you're just like, oh, tell me. Oh, we were, speaking of food, this past weekend, I made such a good dinner.
Ooh.
The stuffed potatoes.
Yeah, Grace, you were really excited.
Guys.
She walked in and she told me this.
Oh my God, it's so good. So you roast a sweet potato for like 45 minutes, 410 degrees. Then you cut it open and you mush it, and then you put shredded chicken, which I just cooked in the air fryer, and put a little bit of chicken broth, yogurt, and chicken seasoning. You shred that on top with some guacamole, sprinkle Parmesan or cheddar cheese if you want. I didn't put cheddar cheese because that would kill my stomach.
Gut health.
You can put, priorities, hashtag female, with green onions, and then on the side you can just do like cooked vegetables with salt. yum, guys, yum, 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 yum. It's so good. And LA and Anna put spicy mayo on it, too. Like, you just, you need in your life.
It's a need, not a want.
Oh, this Sunday, that's what I'm doing. It's the Christmas parade.
I know, and I'm not here. I think I'm in Toronto.
Oh, well, Ireland Academy is doing
a float.
Am I doing that? No.
Better not be. I love how you're checking these off as we go.
Guys, I have a list right now.
I have to start making a list.
Yeah, I have a list. I wish that you could see it. I'm going to show it in my vlog. And it's just, yeah, there are some good points on here. This was the final point that we have.
Mm.
When my parents went away for...
Time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We'll be done.
We got plenty of time.
My mom has been going through a lot recently, just with, like, family situations and everything. She's been really stressed. And I'm sure that she would love for me to share this on the podcast. So that's why I did it. And so I decided, like, I messaged my dad and I was like, Dad, I want to do something for mom. And he was like, oh, yeah, that sounds so sweet. And I go, do you think it's too early to decorate for Christmas?
Aww.
And he goes, no, I don't think it is. So whatever. I go downstairs. I take out all of the bins. I set up the Christmas tree by myself. I put up all of the, like... What's it called? The thing that the banisters, like, you hang them on the stairway.
Oh.
It's like the green.
Oh, something. Garland?
Garlands, yes.
Ah!
So I hung
look
up.
Look at me go.
That was really good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Team. So I hung up the garlands and everything, and mom came home, and she was, like, so shocked. She was, like, flabbergasted and the happiest I've ever seen her.
Aww.
And it was just so cute. And then she took out her phone and the first thing she did was walk around the house and filmed it. And she goes, oh my god, because it was to the girls from New York. She goes, look at what my girlfriend, my baby did. She got all of it set up for me. I was
aww.
Like, oh, I'm so grateful.
She definitely needed that too.
Yeah. I was like, I'm so grateful. And I lit a candle too that smelled like Christmas. And oh, this is just...
Girl, you went all out.
And it's crazy that it's already Christmas.
I agree.
It's November 14th.
I know. Ski season is on its way, and I'm not ready.
Yes. Have you started dry land training?
I literally haven't been going, though, but because only, like, 4 people go.
Oh, why have you not been going?
Because it's, like, 4-year-olds. I don't want to go with the little kids.
Oh, yeah, maybe don't go. Yeah.
But that's I just do my own.
Yeah.
Because I have, like, the mirror
thing.
Are
you excited?
I am excited, but it's kind of sad because all my favorite people graduated.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be, like, me, Bella.
That's tough.
Just me and Bella.
Rachel and I have both gone through the graduation, and it feels like, I don't want to say it feels like a death, but, like, it kind of does.
It's just,
like,
you do your sport because you love it, right? But then you meet the people, you love the people, and that's what makes you stay.
And then all of a sudden, they're just gone.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, what? Like,
yeah.
And it makes it really hard to go sometimes, because... Mm-hmm. Like, maybe you don't want to go to skiing that one day, or you don't want to go to dryland, and you're like, oh, but it's fine, I have my friends there. And
exactly,
then you go,
like, I'm not going to dryland if my friends aren't
right?
there.
And you're like, wait, I don't. And that's probably what's making it really hard for you to go, is because it's something that is really hard, and not having your friends there as, like, a motivator.
Yeah.
Is just like, and when you were a kid, you're kind of like, ah, whatever, I want to get better, I want to be really good. But now, at this age, you're like, no. Do you think you're going to want to go, like, I remember you talking last year that it was your year to kind of go somewhere with it. Do you think you still want to do that? Like, you could get a scholarship to the States or something for high school. I mean,
I don't university. Think they do that. I don't know. No? I know, like, I can, if I go to, like, Ottawa and stuff, like, I can ski on the team. Like, they've already said that. But, God, I don't know. Like, the people that go from Battawa, like, Spencer Dillard's there now, and Alexia and all them, Haley, they all ski with Ottawa. But it's all just depending. Like, if I went to UBC, crazy skiing.
Yeah, for sure.
But I don't know. Their team would be probably insane.
Yeah.
So. I'm not used to that.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Rachel actually broke both of her thumbs last year skiing. So how are those?
Insert,
like,
picture.
Do you think you'll be fine? Yeah.
I mean, the only problem I find is the correspondence between volleyball and skiing at the same time.
Yeah.
Because
Rachel made the volleyball team, guys. There was 12 people at tryouts.
Because there was no cuts. Hey, I probably would have been cut.
Oh, as if.
I don't know. I think volleyball doesn't help my thumbs. And often I find, like, after practice, I'm like, holy heck, my hands hurt.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I always hurt myself skiing, not playing volleyball, so.
Yeah. How has volleyball been so far?
Volleyball's actually been really fun.
Yeah,
Melnick is, like, the new teacher.
Yeah.
Or, like, sub, I don't know what they call that. Co-teacher? Sure. And I really like him. Really positive guy. He's about 5'2". Don't know if he's ever played volleyball, but he's very passionate about the sport, yeah. And that's all that matters.
He has big connections to my family.
Yeah?
Doesn't he have connections to yours,
too? Uh-huh, he knows my grandpa.
Yeah, same. He knows my grandfather.
Said he met him at a funeral.
How many...
I said, that's not fun, but fun's in the name.
Rachel, that's not funny.
I thought it was funny.
That's like your mom's joke, 2.0. How many practices have you had so far?
We have one tonight, but I can't go, obviously, so this will be our third. Mm-hmm. There was supposed to be one yesterday, but he canceled, and he emailed at 3.06 a.m. I'm sorry, sir, but what are you doing at that hour? No, this is Waylon.
Oh, Waylon. Sorry, yes. Mm-hmm. They had a tryout at 7 a.m.
Yeah. He said there's going to be, like, three practices a week early
mornings. Well, yeah, because there are so many sports going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
There will be tennis, boys basketball, senior and junior. Girls basketball, senior and junior, because they're for ASA.
Tennis is right now?
No, but it's going to start.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Tennis, badminton, volleyball.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so many different
sports. It's all, like, yeah. And then once spring hits, it's all, like, the weird sports, too.
Yeah.
Like, ultimate frisbee and, like, just, like, the random ones. Hopefully pickleball. Grace hates pickleball.
I hate pickleball and golf. Those are my two sports that I hate. And I like, hate golf too, though. The whole summer, everybody was like inviting me to pickleball. And I was like asking to be invited. But in the back of my mind, like I knew that I just didn't like it. But I was trying to gaslight myself. And I felt really left out. Like I genuinely had so much FOMO. I played
a lot of pickleball.
No, I had so much FOMO. I was like, oh, I want to go to pickleball. But then I would kind of reflect on it and I'm like, no, but I don't want to go to pickleball. I actually do not like pickleball. Because the only experience I've had, and it's not fair, like I haven't given it a fair shot, but the only experience I had playing pickleball was in grade 8, and the ball spends more time on the ground than in the air. So you're just kind of like picking it up and like throwing it, and nobody knows how to play pickleball in grade 8, and you all suck at sports.
Yeah.
And so it was just awful, and that is my memory of it, so... That's yeah. old.
I don't know. I always see these things on TikTok, or I think it's Instagram that I see them, actually. Mm-hmm. And it talks about how much longer you're going to live if you play a racket sport. It's like 6 years on your life.
Oh.
And like science, yes, the scientists have proven it. It's like honestly, ping pong, tennis,
yeah.
pickleball, all those things.
Because it's kind of like running, but then you're also like building strength by like swinging, I guess. And it's kind of a mix of everything, I'd say.
I think you don't really get that much of a workout, obviously. Like,
no.
When you play with doubles, no. But singles, you get running.
Run.
Yeah.
Singles is tough.
I don't know. I'd like to play tennis.
Yeah,
I
feel tennis like is...
I haven't played tennis in a long time.
Tennis is so confusing. Like, the
it's 40, hard. I have a 40, lot of...
20, yeah. And, like, no. English?
Love.
When is March break?
I have no idea. Let me look it up. Let's see. The March break is Monday, March 11th to Friday, March 15th. Why do we only have 4 days? Excuse me? Is that true that you only have 4 days?
No, it's just...
Or is that just saying the school days?
It's just saying the school days. I hate when you, like, the ALCDSB.
You have to type the whole thing?
You have to type in the whole thing, and then I'm always like, I don't know
what. The new e-learning update, too, where it's, like, it's connected to Ottawa U is what it says. I don't know. All what? Confusing.
It's connected to Ottawa U?
Yeah, it says... Some sort of weird connection.
Oh, speaking of Ottawa U, I am going to visit Megan as a surprise next weekend. I feel like a friendly face would be really nice for her to see, but I was really excited to go and visit her.
Yeah, I know you were. You've been talking about it
I've been so talking long. About it nonstop, and I really do apologize, but no. I was, like, so excited.
Don't apologize for your excitement.
Okay, what am I... I'm trying to find... Because they set a timeline. Rugby timeline.
I didn't sleep well last night.
Why not?
I don't know. I think I was... I was just waking up thinking about law, you know?
Oh, my God. You better study on your way up, because...
In my 30-minute drive, what am I going to do?
I'm praying for you.
This isn't going to end well. At least midterms are coming back. That's yeah, not that's on my true. Midterm.
That's it for us today, guys. We had some good chats.
Always good
we're gonna
chats.
We're going to get some guests on here
oh,
soon.
Oh, please.
Soon. We're going to first have to figure out how to edit this and post it. And then we'll do that. You know.
Baby steps, guys. Baby awkward. Steps.
But yeah.
We actually need to figure out if we can set this up alone.
Yeah, because we can't do that yet. I think Thursdays are going to be the day, though.
Yeah, I think this should. I think next time, if everything's in this room, because I was like, oh, we're the problem. We weren't the problem.
We weren't the problem, guys. We can confirm we were not the problem. Anywho, yeah.
Much love.
That's it. We love you.
Thanks for talking with us.
Oh, I love that. That's going to be our new endo. Chick, chick. And cut. If I can find the button.